Well, hello there, you good wonderful folk of Audioboo, Facebook, and also of Twitter. This is yours truly, Roddy Jenkins, with you once again on this glorious Thursday afternoon. And here in sunny southwest England, Bristol to be precise. And well, you join me here on the laptop, doing another Audioboo. Actually, I'll sort of be talking to you guys, would I? Kind of states the obvious, isn't it? Anyway, it is a very nice day, and in fact, it's so nice. There's actually something I think the summer that we were promised back in kind of what, June, July time, when it was kind of dull, overcast, peeling down the drain, and cloudy, generally miserable, Success was a nuclear, not quite sure. Anyway, if you know, let me know. Audioboo.fm or that's Roddy Jenkins, capital R, capital J. Speak for a minute. And if you know if there is such a word as a nuclear. But there is a reason there isn't. I digress. Anyway, yes, it's a nice sunny day out there, and it looks like we've got a mini heat wave here in the UK. Either here in Bristol, about 22 degrees Celsius. Now, let me get on to the Met Office and let's find out what they are saying that our local forecast is. One moment, please, my good folk. Let's have a look, see. Oh, yeah. That old jelly. Just love it. One. Could be here some time, obviously. Right. Let's try that again. Okay. Okay, yeah, it is. Wow, 26 degrees Celsius down at the Bedminster Station. That's interesting. Let's see, is it going to last? Tomorrow, it's also going to be 26 degrees Celsius, as it will be on Saturday, with sunny spells. Sunday, we've got a little bit of cloud. We will be looking at either 24 degrees Celsius. And highs on Monday getting a bit cloudy, or with highs of 23 degrees Celsius. So there you go. That's the weather here in South Bristol for the next few days. Today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, obviously. Yeah, 5-day forecast, courtesy of Audioboo.fm. And, the problem is, okay, is that it's well. Worried. So just bear me 1 minute, I'm just gonna get my teeth in and take it. Ah. Okay. That's better. Yep. Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yep, now I can be okay. Good. Right, yeah, so as I say, the one problem with such nice weather is knowing what to wear. Particularly if you have skin complaints such as eczema, which is what yours truly has. So you think, okay, now I want to wear something that's going to be fairly lightish on the skin. I'm not going to get too hot and out of the belt. Okay, that's the last thing you want to do. And you just want to sort of say to yourself, okay. And you don't want to be feeling sort of uncomfortable and unconscious, but you probably, sort of respond quite a lot. Okay. It's also keeping the skin going. Totally dry, so you see, rely on the old emollients. And also, in addition to that, you have to just chill out basically. And, take compliment to the fruit, so I've already consumed. So I think we see a 1.5 litre bottle of water. Okay. Other drinks are available, obviously. This is flavoured water. Strawberry flavoured. Or rather, it was strawberry flavoured. This is a little bit. Drop left. Let's just finish this drop. Here we go. Down the hatch, as they say. Tasty indeed. We replace tonight by tap water. Good Bristol water with tap water. And so this, what this one do? Because it was because when we least expected, we all packed away our summer clothes. We thought it was clear. We thought it was winter already. We didn't even think that autumn was going to come. And it has, but it's a sort of belated summer. Now officially we can now, I think, call this an Indian summer because it's happened before the start of October or something. October being obviously Saturday. Or tomorrow, if you're listening to this. Yeah, we've got the world. And who knows, you may well be listening to this down under in Australia. I know I've got friends picking on Facebook, cousins out there. But in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, that sort of thing. Friends on Twitter in Melbourne as well, you know. So, it is world over, it's global, this year, tinted weather, fiddly jig. So anyway, yes, it's another hot day here, and you are going to think, okay, what does one wear? I, at the moment, am wearing, sporting for you good folk, a hoot, quite thin fabric, blue and white hoop polo shirt, and a pair of some lightest jeans, okay, one pair of socks, and shoes. So, they're underneath as well, obviously, but you won't go down there, for obvious reasons. But again, for us, not lose them. And so, I stayed indoors last year, but I went out earlier to that guy to hang out the washing. So I suppose that's one good thing, is that you can hang out the washing. Why is it when I'm hanging out the washing, I get very, very embarrassed about hanging out my washing? I don't know why. I always get embarrassed. By hanging out my smalls, shall we say. You know, the boxers, the underpants, that kind of thing, you know, the underwear, undergarments, call them what you will, you know. I kind of sort of, there's a bit in the bag, where the clothesline runs from the back of the house down the garden. So I tend to put the things like the socks and the underwear, and the garments. Closer to the house, so they can't be seen by the neighbours, really. I know it's. They ask me why, I think it may have been a little embarrassed. Well, because most of them are falling apart and sort of getting their assets gone or whatever, you know. And, so you just have a thing to say to yourself, okay, well, I'm not such a footwear. Okay, other things like that, you know, shorts, I wear them. I don't tell you where shorts are, sometimes I think I'm scared of. Poked my legs. That's not to say the legs go off and chase people. They just live down the way from them. But it's just I always feel that, you know, I think I'm very, very self-conscious with the old legs. I'm being shy and introvert in that respect. I tend to think, well, but not, you know. So when you do wear shorts, it's kind of thinking, okay, it's interesting. And, you know, it's that sort of, I don't know, it's really just, something's nice to get air on the old legs, hello legs, and, yeah, it's more something else. You've got to sort of cream and put the emollients on as well, moisturise and what have you, I mean, you girls are about the same. Silky soft, silky soft spins though, that would be something completely different. And anyway, I digress just again. But no, it's just nice. It's nice weather, and you sort of think, okay, you always get unprepared, aren't you? I mean, you're there, so there's a you packed away with your summer clothes, which you've got plans to do over. Someone's been and gone for another year, and blink and we missed it. It's been a funny year, see, because I remember. Yeah, back at Easter, it was really kind of really hot. Then that Easter weekend, then it sort of cooled down a little bit, and then what you may term as choose them, like, you know, June, July, is, well, Kevin here. Okay, cloudy on this. We're gonna see some sun today. Oh, look, it's raining. So that'll be a no. So it's been a bit of a funny old thing. And they're saying that we're gonna get, well, what's it, global warming? Warming up and all this malarkey, you know, for this part of what we define it as traditional sort of temperatures and summers and stuff like that, seasonal sort of influences and fluctuations are going to change the thing. So I just think we'll get wrong. Let's just take it one day at a time. Great, you know, one day at a time, and just see how you get on, basically. But if you're out there enjoying the sun, I hope you're able to. I hate being from the door at the moment, but I suppose on the plus side, I'm not stuck in some sort of stuffy office somewhere. Looking out the window and looking over in the car, thinking, buggers, you know. So, in that respect, it's quite okay. And, people that are stuck in offices, air conditioning, but some people aren't allowed to open windows for health and safety. I mean, for God's sake, what do you do? Jump out the bloody thing? I ain't gonna go and make a bid for freedom by jumping out the window. Yeah, right. Come on, ain't gonna happen, so just relax. Let the windows be open for a bit, get a bit of chill and fresh air into the office and the building, what have you. You know, and it can be quite rewarding too. And no, nobody's going to jump out the bloody window, so just stop whinging. God, I said, do we live in a nanny state, or do we live in a nanny state these days? Anyway, I'm digressing from the subject audio, which is, Baltimore, yeah, to be honest with you, but I think it's going to be something along the lines of another hot day. So there you go, another hot day, an audio do. And, well, we hopefully will be enjoying it. And I don't know if you're planning the barbies, I mean, there's dozens of us, you know, go to the garden shed or the back of the garage or wherever you keep them, you know. Something I see last night, I was listening to the radio. Of the evening, after a certain hour, they were saying they take them saying, "Oh, we're having a barbecue on the balcony in Manchester." It's better than a barbecue with that always on there. Each to their own, no doubt. Yeah, even the kids out the window there—they're having fun. What sounds of it? Maybe you've got brooks about you. So I don't know if you guys got brakes, you're still yelling. Okay, I digress. And so it does been out. So if you no doubt you can quit, let's get the neighbours around, get the friends around, dust down the old barbie, go to the supermarket or shop or butchers or wherever, buy your chops, buy your spare ribs, buy your sort of kebabs, and to put on your skewers and all that stuff, you know, and have a really, really good time, you know, and it's true. I mean, this weather is allegedly, supposedly, what you mean the Friday forecast, it's certainly up till Monday, going to be hot, 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 and it could get hot, hot, hotter. And even the places that don't normally get the hot weather, like the far north of Scotland, I think that's equally cool. Getting highs of 18, 20, you know, something like that. Wow, which is something unheard of at this time of year, anyway. So, my good folk of Audible, Facebook, and Twitter, as the seconds tick away to the end of another recording, I'm going to say that if you want to get in touch with me, and do please feel free to follow, it's audioboo.fm/RoddyJenkins.